Throwback Huskies Drive Time here on Mix 93 WKMJ. Sing it, Joe. He's born to run and ski. Joe Hagemiller, head coach of the Nordic skiing teams, here with us on Mix 93 WKMJ. What's up with this weather, Joe? This is not what we want, right?
I don't know. I think that all that rain coming down, that's just the tears from all the skiers here in town that are just so disappointed it's not snow. Dirk, though, you don't want to hear me do any singing. When I was in eighth grade, they put me in non-singing choir.
Does that mean you get like make the noises with your mouth like the other parts of the a cappella group? You get the beatbox?
No, I think they had too many people sign up for the choir and they put me in general music with a bunch of other people that didn't make the cut.
Nice. Well, Joe, you got the season open. I know you weren't out there. Coach Joda was, but out at West Yellowstone, and I guess wrap up the weekend out there and the results there.
Sure. In Montana, as opposed to here, there are great skiing conditions, so the team got a chance to get in some really good training at altitude at the start of the season here, and with the week off of school, they could kind of switch their minds to being 100% athlete for the entire week, and got in some really good training, and then we're probably going into the races a little bit with probably what I would characterize as a half a tank of gas. That being said, I think we had some pretty decent performances. We had one person from the team qualify for the sprint heats. Our new exchange student from Norway skied fairly decently out there. Kyle Hansen had some good days. David Joda and Thomas Kendrick had some pretty respectable results as well. And Carolyn Luca and Lisa Koenig were leading the women along with Sonia Hedblom.
I know we're going to hear a lot of new names since a lot of our athletes have moved on with Deidre Irwin graduated and then Hoken on the men's side is no longer with us. So just I guess talk about some of the new faces that we're going to see or maybe hear from this season.
Right, and when you're talking about big losses from last year, you also have to talk about Alice Flanders too,
sure,
who graduated. So people for us to watch this year, we've got a freshman from Switzerland that's skied on the World Cup and biathlon before, should be in very good physical condition, looking at what he's done some this fall in a lot of our training. His name's Gaspard Cuno. We'll look for him to be a very strong skier for us. We've got, like I was saying, our exchange student that is took Hoken's place as an exchange student last year. His name's Diedrich Elset. So those are two of the new people. And then we also have a graduate student transfer that is eligible for us now this year, Andrea Lee. Those will be three people that you should see very high up the results. And then certainly some of our returning athletes have been working hard, and it's now their opportunity to take the torch that Deidre and Alice and Hoken had lit pretty well last year.
How about, I know conditions is not favorable for weekend races. I think you had UP duels scheduled with Northern down in Marquette Saturday and here on Sunday. What's the prognosis at this point?
Given that I went to sleep and there was snow in my front yard, and when I got up there was a lot of green, I would say it's not very good. Boy, I was, 4 or 5 days ago, we were predicted to be getting a couple inches of snow today, and now it seems like we're getting a couple inches of rain, and that doesn't help us much. So I guess we're certainly in a holding pattern, playing it by ear, and we'll figure it out as things go. Fortunately, these races were scheduled more as tune-ups for us. The Northern coach and I will talk some and try to figure out what we can do that'll best prepare us as we go forward for the season, because really for both our teams, although we're out there to compete with each other, the purpose of these races is really for us to get ready for later in the season. So we'll try to figure out what the best things we can do with what we have available to us are.
When do you officially call it off, Joe, or is it officially off now?
Usually we start talking Wednesday, Thursday about what exactly, you know, can and can't happen for the weekend. Usually Wednesday we kind of make a decision. But if we're not able to ski, maybe we'll get together and do a bounty workout where we go out with poles and running shoes on or something like that. I think it would still be really good for our teams to get together and bang heads with each other, so to speak. And
well, Wes was saying, what about grabbing the roller skis and have a little competition on the roads?
That might be a possibility, but if there's ice on the shoulder, that isn't really
You can't win. I mean, you absolutely cannot win, can you, Joe?
Mm. No, I mean, yeah, if you're right here where you've got a little bit of ice on the road shoulder, you can't roller ski any good, and if you don't have enough snow on the trails, you can't ski, and that leaves you with pretty much just running.
Wow. All right, well, we'll wait and see what happens, and I'm sure it's not going to be long, and we'll have plenty of snow, and we, of course, look forward to that. I know it's got to be tough when you're expecting and wanting to get out there and compete, and you have to depend on Mother Nature like that, which is, of course, very much not true in most sports. So it's very unique for you guys, and hopefully we'll get some snow soon.
Yeah, thanks, Dirk.
All right, that's Joe Hagenmiller here on Mix 93 WKMJ, Born to Run and Ski, and we'll find out what happens this weekend in that dual meet with Northern Michigan. That is it for Drive Time. Let's recap some of the great things happening this weekend for Michigan Tech Sports, Wes.
Basketball, Thursday evening, 5:30 and 7:30 against Malone. It's the conference opener for both basketball teams. On Friday, we've got the big hockey series opening up against Alaska Anchorage, 7:07, and then more basketball on Saturday afternoon, 1-3 against Walsh, and hockey that night against Anchorage again at 7 o'clock. Saturday is the Econofoods Kids Day. We'll be on the air tomorrow morning talking more about that. We do have our hat and mitten drive going on. Winter clothing or new winter clothing. Drop it off at either the basketball games Thursday or the hockey game Friday. And then on Saturday, bring a teddy bear or plush toy, a new one, to the game. We'll have a teddy bear toss on the ice on Saturday at one of the intermissions. So a lot of opportunities to give back to our community, and our student athlete advisory committee is handling all of those, and looking forward to a nice home weekend. Everybody's at home, and looking forward to it, Dirk.
All right, very good. And that is Huskies Drive Time. And again, tickets are available at 487-2073 or go to buyhuskiestickets.com. Michigan Tech Drive Time exclusively here on Mix 93 WKMJ.